broadcasting live from the Conlon Recreation Center at Dominican University of California. It's another night of Penguin Volleyball. Under head coach Gail Stammer, the Lady Penguins chase the Pac-West crown. Thank you for tuning in to 2015 Penguin Volleyball, only on Penguin Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are live at the Conlon Center for our final game, our final home game of Penguin Volleyball 2015. I am your play-by-play announcer, Syra Trejo. Next to me is Lexi Schumacher and Melissa Boscarino, both of them in the analyst chair tonight. Our final night. How do we feel?
You know, I'm excited. I know we've been had a little bit of a rough season, but it's the final night at our home stands, and I'm hoping that tonight's going to be the night that we can bring home a W and show the crowd and these our fans what we can do.
And we have been on a winning streak, actually, a two-game winning streak against our past opponents. We had Notre Dame de Demure on Saturday, and the previous Thursday we had, who did we have that previous Thursday? Sorry about that.
Notre Dame and Azusa.
Azusa Pacific. So those were great games. Azusa Pacific going to five games. The Lady Penguins really fighting it out to the end. And we have Holy Names today in our gym. A great game to see both teams a bit lower in the PacWest standings, but you know, making it a great match that we were excited for.
Yeah, it's going to be a good matchup tonight, so we'll see how it plays out.
And as we are getting started with our broadcast, we have both teams lining up at the end line now to prepare for the introductions and the Star-Spangled Banner, and we will head over to Mark Carlson for our lineup and our info.
Featuring the Hawks from Holy Names University and your Dominican University Penguins. The PacWest Conference promotes good sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators, and requests your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student athletes, coaches, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition. Also, consumption or possession of alcoholic beverages and tobacco products is strictly prohibited. Any spectators that enter the court at any time will be removed from the site of competition. Tonight's officials are John Kenyon, Ed Richardson, Ryan Van Vakaris, and Dan Freeman. Tonight is senior night here at Dominican. And at this time, we would like to take a moment to honor the seniors playing in tonight's match. First, the visiting Holy Names Hawks playing in their last match here at Dominican. Number 6, Melanie Rangel. Number 15, Jedediah Hanakai. Number 16, Kaylin Lackey. And 21, Kaylin Johns. And now, your lone Dominican senior, number 12, Amanda Wasco. Amanda's journey to Dominican involved spending her freshman year playing Pac-12 volleyball at the University of Utah. After a standout high school career in Honolulu, where she led her school to back-to-back Hawaii State Championships. While Wasco's junior and senior years at Dominican have been cut short by serious injuries, her leadership and infectious attitude continue to inspire the Penguins as they look to end their home schedule tonight on a three-match winning streak. Amanda's arrival at Dominican for her sophomore campaign in 2012 was a turning point for this program, as she led the Penguins to their best record ever in the Division II era. Wasco appeared in all 30 matches and in 113 of the team's 116 sets. She led the team with 293 kills and posted a .950 reception percentage while making 316 digs. Her best match came in a 3-1 upset of Azusa Pacific in the final match of the season, where she recorded a career-high 22 kills. She was also named to the Otter Invite All-Tournament team when she recorded 43 kills, 51 digs, and 11 block assists in just 4 matches. Wasco's historic sophomore campaign resulted in her being named PacWest All-Conference Honorable Mention and Dominican Women's Volleyball Most Outstanding Player. Amanda is expected to graduate in May with a biological sciences degree. She is accompanied tonight by her parents, Marion and John, Amanda Wasco. And now, let's meet the lineups for both these teams. First, for Holy Names University, as announced by head coach Allie Oliver. Number 1, Melissa Munman. Number 5, Heather Emery. Number 8, Lihau Pereira. Number 9, Florencia Solomita. Number 17, Ashley George. Number 21, Caitlin Johns. Anne Libero, 25, Lucy Fitzgerald. And now the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins, as announced by head coach Gail Stammer and her assistant, Lindsey Brown. Number 6, Amy Steinwan. Number 7, Brittany Lateef. Number 14, Kate Even. Number 16, Hannah Smith. Number 18, Madeline Paulson. Number 20, Shannon Riggio Curley. And the libero, Amanda Lee. At this time, we ask that you please rise and kindly remove your caps as we honor America and the brave men and women who serve our great nation at home and around the world with this rendition of our national anthem.
And with that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, we head over to our match tonight, Holy Names University against Dominican University of California, here at home at the Conlon Center. Both teams are on the court getting ready to play. All right, we see both teams not doing too well in the PacWest standings, but both of them, you know, they're hanging in there. Dominican coming from winning a few games. Holy Names struggling a little bit in their last game, they got swept by Cal Baptist, which is actually in second place in the PacWest standings. But they're still there, you know, giving their all. Not too many big hitters, but top kills came from Lihau Pereira with 6, Melissa Munley with 5, and Melanie Rangel with 3, and Jedediah Hanakahi with 12 digs, which is interesting because their libero for tonight is Lucy Fitzgerald, a freshman listed as an outside hitter.
That is really interesting because when you do look at the roster, it says that she is a reserve player. So maybe, you know, they had to switch it up, have her play this season, come out to see her.
Just towards the end.
Yeah.
And as we get started, that's number one up to serve, Melissa Munley for the Hawks. A bit of service trouble on the Penguin side, and Regio Curley going down to libero Lucy Fitzgerald. And set up is number eight, Lihau Pereira, and that's a kill. Holy Names taking the point early on in the set with 1-0 now. Up to serve once again is Melissa Munley. Outside hitter, junior from Spanish Springs, Nevada. There's Amy Seinwald on the outside, and that's a kill for the Penguins. And 1-1 in our first set.
Not a surprise seeing Steinwald come out with the first kill. It's what I like.
And subbing in for the Penguins is our senior, Amanda Wasco.
This is the second time we'll see her. She didn't play except the first game this season.
And with that serve over to Holy Names, they set up number 21, Caitlin Johns. And on the right side, Amy Seinwald coming out swinging hard. And Holy Names set up Pereira. It's received by the Penguins, and Amy Seinwald out of the outside. A bit of a pass snafu on the Holy Names court, but a save from number one, Melissa Munley. And there's Kate Even off the one, and she gets the kill.
I'm feeling a little bit, I've watched a bunch of these games, and seeing Wasso come out, it just, you know, she didn't get to play all season. She's coming out here, and she's like, I'm going to make the most of this today.
And she just got the serve over to the Hawks, and a block from Cade Even off Pereira's tip. And that's 3-1 in our first set. Wasco is on a serving roll now. So great to see her out there. She serves once again. Over to Lucy Fitzgerald. And there's number 21, Caitlin Johns. And Amy Steinwald out of the right side, down to number one, Melissa Munley. Caitlin Johns getting the kill for the Hawks. In for the Hawks now is number 17, Ashley Gore, middle blocker, freshman at 6 feet, quite a tall freshman.
I wish I was that tall.
Yeah, that's helpful in volleyball. Number 25, Lucy Fitzgerald is up to serve, our libero for tonight for the Hawks. Regio Curley out of serve receive and set up Amy Steinwald on the right side, and that's a kill for the Penguins. Number five, Heather Emery just really falling to her knees and using one hand there. Not really a great passing technique on that one.
I think she's gonna take advantage of that player right there and consistently go at her.
She sure went easy on that hit. And that's 4-2 in our first set as Mandalee serves. Number nine, Florencia Solomita from Buenos Aires, Argentina, coming out for the Hawks. I needed to pronounce it correctly. That's and in for the Hawks, number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi, senior for the Hawks. She prepares to serve, and it is 4-3 in our fourth set. Penguins taking the lead. Set up Brittany Lateague out of the middle, getting the touch on the Hawks side, and out of the back row, number one, Melissa Munley. And there's Amy Steinwald out of the right side. Returned on the first dig. And Mad Pow going on the outside, and that's a kill. Point for the Penguins, 5-3. Penguins taking the lead. And up to serve, Amy Steinwald.
Holy Names not really reacting to losing these points. There's no adjustment in the back.
Bit of a serve receive trouble and a free ball for the Penguins courtesy of Melissa Munley. Hannah Smith setting up Brittany Lateague for an easy C, and that's the kill. 6-3, first set. Holy Name struggling a bit.
Hawks really need to get out of this momentum of not really adjusting the back, not getting to the blocks.
And that's Amy Steinwand with the serve. It's returned to the Penguin court, and Lateague out of the front row. There's number eight, Lihau Pereira. And it appears as a net from the Penguin side. That is number seven, Brittany Lateague.
Unfortunate. Consistently see these from the Penguins. Throughout the season, I was hoping they would not continue, but.
A great rally going on as Mad Pal going off the tape, and it's received by the Hawks. It returned off Amy Seinwand's pass. great rally now and set up as number one. Melissa Munley on the outside, and that's a point for the Hawks off Amanda Lee's touch there.
First time we've seen the Hawks actually get into positioning to take a nice hit. Number one, Munley, really got up there. Her arm was just right for that kill.
Number eight, Lihau Pereira serving for the Hawks, and Amy Seinwald out of the back row and blocked by number 17. Ashley Gore for the Hawks, returned by the Penguins by Mad Pow with a nice roll shot. And that's Melissa Munley getting the tip, picked up by Seinwald out of the back row. Mad Pow, a great rally going on. Melissa Munley with the tip, blocked by Hannah Smith, our setter. There's Melissa Munley on the antenna and called out, and a point for the Penguins. 7-5, Penguins are still in the lead. Up to serve, Madeline Powelson, captain for the Penguins. And into the net goes that serve, and a free point for the Hawks. Back in for the Hawks, number 21, Caitlin Johns, with a libero switch for Lucy Fitzgerald. And up to serve is number 17, Ashley Gore. Shannon Rijo Curley out of serve receive, a tip from Brittany Lateague, and set up Melissa Munley on the outside with a roll shot picked up by Amanda Lee, and Amy Seinwald out of the back row, and that's number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi, getting the touch. And a point for the Penguins off a double touch from the Hawks. Libero switch on the Penguin court as Kate Even returns, and Brittany Lateague is up to serve, taking her time with a few bounces. It's picked up by number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi. And out of the back row, number 8, Lihau Pereira getting the kill. It's 8-7 as the Hawks got that point. The Penguins are sealing the lead, but over on serve receive now. Up to serve, number 5, Heather Emery, setter for the Hawks. A bit of confusion on the Penguin court as the free ball is tossed over by Cade Even. And there's Melissa Munley with the deep tip. Seinwald getting a touch on that one, but not enough to get it over the net.
That tip wasn't a great tip either, so Seinwald, you know, had to work with what she had right there. Try not to do a double, but also not let it fall on the ground.
Amy Seinwald out of the back row as Cade Even fakes a C. And the Holy Names Hawks are ready to get a play running. A free ball for the Penguins, and Rijo Curley out of the outside with a bit of a strange touch on that ball, and that goes out as the Hawks are now in the lead. It's 9-8.
I don't want to see any of that from Rijo Curley. The last game, she had a fantastic game and wasn't having those awkward hits.
There's Rijo Curley on the outside, and that's between number 25, Lucy Fitzgerald, and Lihau Pereira, and a point for the Penguins, and we are tied 9-9 in our first set. Up to serve is our setter, Hannah Smith. Going deep with the set. Sorry, with the serve. And set up out of the right side, Melissa Munley, picked up by the Penguins, and there's Cade Even out of the middle with a high set. And Melissa Munley on the outside now, going to Hannah Smith taking out her setter, and Steinwan taking in the hit from the back row. Melissa Munley on the outside once again for the Hawks. And set up is Rijo Curley on the outside with a tip. A bit of confusion on the hot court, and it's a kill for the Penguins.
The first tip we've seen from the Penguins from Rijo Curley. I feel like she consistently does tips back and forth. She either goes, no, I feel like she does a lot more tips than she actually does the hits. So we'll see whether that's going to be useful in this game. So far, can't really tell in the first set whether tips are going to be the weakness for the Hawks today.
It did confuse the Hawks a bit, but they might catch on. It's 10-9 in our first set. The Penguins are in the lead. Hannah Smith just served. And a point for the Penguins called on the lift on the Hawk court. And that lift occurs when you come under your body to get the ball and not over your shoulders. Correct, Lexi?
Very correct. Expert right there.
And Hannah Smith serving. And set up Melissa Munley on the right side, getting a touch from Hannah Smith, just taking out her setter, and there's Amy Seinwald. And the Hawks set up Melissa Munley once again. Amanda Lee with a great dig, and Amy Seinwald on the right side, a block from the Hawks, and a free ball from Hannah Smith. And there's Melissa Munley, go-to hitter, just going deep with that, and he's going over the Penguin defense, and that's a point for the Hawks. It's 11-10. The Penguins are in the lead, but now in serve receive as Melissa Munley, their go-to hitter on Holy Name for the Holy Names court, is ready to serve. Kate Even out of the middle, picked up by Lucy Fitzgerald. And that's Lehal Pereira on the outside, picked up by the Penguins. Shannon Regia Curley with a hit over the net. And Pereira once again picked up by Mad Pal. Amy Steinwand on the right side with a block. It's touched and over on the Hawks court. A bit of desperate touches as it's a free ball for the Penguins. An assist from Amanda Lee. And there's Amy Steinwand into the block. And that just goes long and a point for the Penguins.
That almost hit us.
Those are always fun. And back into the Penguin court is Amanda Wasco up to serve.
It looks like she's just going to keep coming in for the serve. It's her senior night. You know, it's her time to shine.
A great serve from Wasco. And that is an ace. And here in the Penguin radio corner, we like to say, Aceu. Melissa, that didn't look, you didn't look happy on that one.
Sorry, I was a little late.
Amanda Wasco serving. And set up is Lehal Pereira, blocked by the Penguins, but that just goes out. It is 13-11. Penguins are still in the lead. Up to serve, freshman libero Lucy Fitzgerald from San Clemente, California. She looks really young. It's great to see freshmen playing on the court. And there's Amy Steinwald on the right side with a great kill just between Fitzgerald and number one Melissa Munley. A point for the Penguins.
Right in between her legs. Ouch. That's not where you want to have the ball fall. That means you literally let the ball go in between your arms.
Amanda Lee serving for the Penguins. And a great block from the Penguins as number 17 Ashley Gore tries to go up, but Steinwand is just on her. 15-11 in our first set. Amanda Lee up to serve. Over to Lehal Pereira. Lehal Pereira the outside of putting up a two, but a block from Steinwand and freshman Brittany Lateague, and timeout called by Holy Names University. It's 16-11 as we head into our first timeout of the night.
You know, I was so excited to see Amanda Wasco out here tonight. She's been the past two seasons have been really rough for her. She hurt her ACL one time and then her meniscus another. So she's been out for the past two seasons, and she was really a huge contribution to our team. And, you know, her sophomore season that she came in, she was the MVP of our team, and she had a huge role on the Lady Penguins. And seeing her back in there tonight, it just warms your heart a little bit after seeing an athlete come back from an injury. It's always a nice thing to see.
Yeah, as a veteran, she's going up and serving and showing our Penguins that we don't give away service points. And she's just going consistent on her serves and not really doing anything too fancy.
Yeah, exactly. Even coming out here with an ace that she just got, I saw that.
So that's great. Both teams are in their huddles now preparing. The Penguins really talking it up, as I can see from my view here. And Holy Names kind of scattered over there. A coach talking to individual players. Heather Emery was just talking to the coach. She's the setter in her junior year for Holy Names. And both teams are back on the court. It is 16-11 in our first set, coming out of our first timeout. And here's Amanda Lee with the serve. Serve is live, picked up by Pereira. And a set to number 9, Florencia Salomita. It's returned by the Penguins, and there is Pereira on the right side. Lucy Fitzgerald setting up number 17, Ashley Gore, and that's a kill for the Hawks.
Amanda Lee doing a great job returning those balls, digging them. Great pancake right there. I love seeing her get down on the ground, put her hand out, and successfully doing it, because you're always like, I hope it works.
Back in for the Hawks is Jedediah Hanakahi for Florencia Solomita. The Penguins set up Brittany Lateague with a monster seat, just getting that kill. Did you see that in her face? Her face was just so ready for that. And that is a kill for the Penguins. 17-12 in our first set.
Right between the legs once again. I hope we can continue to do that today.
A free ball for the Penguins out of serve receive. Sorry, out of the serve. And there's Matt Powell on the outside with the tip. Set up Pereira. Lachudice's in the game, and she gets a pass there. Lateague running a fast one, and Pereira up on the outside, and that just goes way long. And a point for the Penguins. It's 18-12 in our first set. Penguins retaining that lead. A bit of slow volleyball being played so far in our first set, but some great hits from the Penguins. Here's Amy Steinwand on her serve. Throwing up a jumper, and that just goes long off Lucy Fitzgerald's platform. And we like to say, Aisu. They left me alone on that one.
I tried to catch you.
And here's Amy Steinwand once again with the serve. And that just goes into the stands off freshman libero Lucy Fitzgerald's platform. And that is 20-12 in her first set.
I'm not sure what she's trying to do, Fitzgerald. She keeps getting in front of a player and not getting all the way in front of it.
And a point for the Penguins off a net for the Hawks, and that was number 5, Heather Emery. And a timeout called by the Hawks. In that last rotation, they hid their libero behind them. They pushed their defense in serve receive. They had 3 players. Libero was stacked behind them. That is embarrassing as a libero.
It is embarrassing, but also sometimes when you can't get it, you just have to step away for a moment, let the game move on so you can just get back into the groove of things. I know sometimes when I played in the back, I hated playing. I was all about being in the front and setting, but playing in the back, I'd get frustrated. And when I had to step away, you know, it was a breather for me.
Yeah, you know what's also frustrating is the games that you come out here and you just know you're going to win because you're playing lower competition. Last night during our women's basketball team, we had the same situation. We won by almost 70 points. It was kind of ridiculous. And I feel like you don't get very much out of that. And I wish our Penguins were playing a little bit better competition tonight so we could see a little bit better game. But, you know, it is what it is. And hopefully we can get this easy W under our belt. And hopefully our Penguins will take advantage of the competition that we do have out here.
Yeah, great. It's always great to see the Penguins out here, but it is frustrating to play a team that is under you. So let's hope they don't play down there and they can keep on going with those hard hits that we've seen so far this night. It's 21-12 in our first set as both teams are back on the court and Amy Steinwand is ready to serve. Throws up a jumper. It's a floater, and it's live picked up by Lucy Fitzgerald, libero for the Hawks. And Pereira out of the right side as we set up Amy Steinwand, who goes down cross court over to number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi, and that's a kill. The Penguins now in a 10-point lead. It is 22-12 in our first set. Amy Steinwand with the jumper. Lucy Fitzgerald getting a touch there, but setter number 5, Heather Emery, can't reach that, and that's a point for the Penguins, and that's also an ace. Amy Steinwand up to serve once again. It's 23-12. The Hawks set up Pereira off the right side, and that's a kill off Amanda Lee's touch. Just going straight down the line. A great shot. Up to serve is Pereira. And she is registering 4 kills so far in this set. And that is out, a service error on the Hawks court. Shannon Regio Curley's back in for Alexa Lojo-Dice. And up to serve, Madeline Powelson, and it is set point. She throws up a jumper, picked up by Lucy Fitzgerald. And there's Melissa Munley on the outside. An assist from Brittany Lateague, and Regio Curley going to Pereira. Ooh. And double called on number 5, Heather Emery, and that is a set, 25-13.
That was a fast set for the Penguins, getting our hits down the line. Holy Names needs to, find their groove. I don't necessarily, we haven't seen much from them, so we can't really, I can't tell whether they're good on the outside. What are their their weaknesses? A little bit of libero. She is a freshman coming out, you know, in the second half of this season. So maybe, you know, she's getting in the groove of things. So hopefully Holy Names can be a little bit of more of a competition for us today.
Yeah, you know, the Hawks are coming out here, and I can see the effort that they're putting in, and then, you know, they're getting a little bit frustrated. I'm sure it has to be frustrating going through a season, losing most of your games. But they're doing what they can out here, and as long as they keep pushing themselves, you know, it should be a good match. And hopefully the next game against Academy of Art on November 21st, our final one, will be a better matchup, and we'll see some more competition out here.
Thank you, Melissa. And you're listening to Penguin Volleyball, our last home game of the night and our last broadcast for 2015. And here on radio.dominican.edu, stay tuned. We will be back in a minute and a half. Back, it's live Penguin Volleyball. It is our last game of the season, and we are just getting started to go over to the second set. The Penguins took the first set. Great set from the Penguins, great hits. We were playing Holy Names University, a bit of a slow start, but we ended up taking that. And I am your play-by-play announcer, Sarah Trejo. Next to me is Kara New in the analyst chair, and Melissa Boscarino. We're getting started. Hannah Smith goes with the serve in our second set. Starting things off, there's Melissa Munley on the right side, and that's a kill for the Hawks. And a point for Holy Names. They take the point early on, 1-0, second set. Melissa Munley up to serve. Throws up a jumper, bit of topspin picked up by Regio Curley, and Kate Even just goes between the block of number 9, Florencia Solomita, and number 12, Zaque Danton. And that's a point for the Penguins. And back in is Amanda Wasco up to serve. It is 1-1 in our second set. Here's Amanda Wasco, our senior that we are honoring tonight. Set up is number 8, Pereira. Just going deep, picked up by Amanda Lee, and a set up to Mad Pal, who goes cross court. It's picked up by the Hawks. And there's Pereira into the block of Steinwand and Even. And that is a point for the Penguins as they can't get that over. That is 2-1 in our second set.
Steinwand and Even were so, their block was perfect together. They closed it and they did a really good job right there.
Here's Amanda Wasco with the serve. And number 17, Ashley Gore going with the hit as we set up Madeline Powelson. And that's a kill for the Penguins. 3-1 in our second set. We have the lead now. And up to serve, our senior, Amanda Wasco. And a second service ace from Amanda Wasco. And here on Penguin Radio, we like to say,
Aceu.
See, Kara does the cheer. All right, Lexi, if you're listening, Amanda Wasco up to serve. Once again, it's 4-1. Penguins in the lead. Ashley Gore getting the kill for the Hawks, and that's a second point for the Hawks. Back in is Alexa Logiodice for Amanda Wasco. And Ashley Gore is up to serve for the Hawks.
You know, we actually consider the Hawks our rival because they are just across the bay over in Oakland. And off that play, that is Madeline Paulson getting the kill. It's 5-2, Penguins in the league. Brittany Lateague is back in as Amanda Lee prepares to serve. Amanda Lee taking her time, staying down for the serve. And that just goes out. A rare service error from Amanda Lee, our veteran junior libero. Up to serve is number 15, Hanakahi for the Hawks. It is 5-3. Penguins are in the lead. Mad Pow out of serve receive. Brittany Lateague running the C off the Holy Names block. And that just goes long, and that's a point for the Penguins.
Hannah's doing a really good job of switching up her hitters, running Cs, running slides, threes, hitting Mad Pow. She's doing a really good job switching it up.
Steinwand out of the serve, and Pereira into the block of Hannah Smith and Brittany Lateague. And that block just goes a little bit too out. It's always great to see a setter blocking.
You got the words right out of my mouth.
Number 8, Lihau Pereira up to serve for the Hawks. A bit of a short serve picked up by Madpow using her long fray to get that. And a kill by Steinwand on the right side. It's 7-4 in our second set. Shannon Riggio-Curley is back in for Alexa Lojudice. And Madeline Paulson out of the back row throwing up a serve. A net on the, it appears on the Hawks court, number 5, Heather Emery. It's 8-4 in our second set as Madeline Paulson prepares to serve. Pereira out of serve receive, an assist from number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi, and it's returned over to the Penguin court. And Brittany Lateague running a great one that is called in by the ref. Hawks say it's out. Actually, Lions ref called it in, and official up ref calls it out. A bit of confusion there. Lucy Fitzgerald up to serve for the Hawks. It is 8-5 in our second set. The Penguins are still in the lead. Riggio-Curley out of the outside, a touch from number 8, Pereira, and a kill for the Penguins.
Riggio-Curley played so well in the last game. She really was reading the ball well in her hits. She was finishing her swing and really snapping down and making the ball go down to the court, and she did a really good job.
Up to serve is Brittany Lateague for the Penguins, and just running in is Kate Even ready for the front row. Melissa Munley throwing one from the back line. And there's Kate Even on the one, and it is a point. Excuse me, point for the Hawks as it just goes a little bit too long. Up to serve is number 5, setter Heather Emery. It's 9-6 in our second set. She throws a short serve. And Amy Steinwand out of the right side. It's picked up by the Hawks. A quick tip over on the Hawks court, and Melissa Munley just throwing a cute little corner shot there that just gets Riggio-Curley pulled in a little too close to the net. It's 9-7 as number 5, Heather Emery serves for the Hawks. Great serve receive from Madeline Paulson, and Riggio-Curley just getting over the block. A free ball for the Hawks, a great rally going on now. And that's Melissa Munley with a roll shot, and set up is number 20, Shannon Riggio-Curley on our side, and Melissa Munley just going cross court once again. But that goes too long and a point for the Penguins, and it is 10-7 in our second set. And up to serve is Hannah Smith, our setter. It is 10-7 in our second set. Penguins are still in the lead. Throws up a serve. And set up is number 17, Ashley Gore. It's picked up by Mad Pow. And there's Riggio-Curley on the outside. It just goes a little short. It's picked up by the Hawks. A great block on the Penguin court that just goes to the cross court. And that's a point for the Penguins.
Ashley Gore for Holy Name looks like she's really trying to hit that hard angle on our side and also looking for the tip because, you know, our block is there and she can't get it quite over our tall blockers.
Yeah, that hard angle is quite troublesome to defend. And that's Hannah Smith on the back line serving as the Hawks have the ball now. Ashley Gore going for that hard corner, cross court and short. Melissa Munley coming out of the right side, picked up by Madeline Powelson. And Kate Even trying to get a ball, a block that came over, but just gets a lift called on that. And it's 11-8 in our second set. The Penguins are still in the lead, but in serve-receive as Melissa Munley prepares to serve. Rejo Curley out of serve-receive. And there's Amy Steinlund with the claw. Pereira out of the right side, a great block from Shannon Rejo Curley and Kate Even, but it is out.
That was a really strong block. It deflected right off and went all the way out to the other side of the court.
Yeah, just going cross court, you show that they were both in sync and just ready for that. 11-9 in our second set as Melissa Munley prepares to serve once again. Mad Powell to serve receive. And there's Amy Steinron on the outside going in the roll shot. And it's 12-9 with that kill.
You know, I was surprised to see Hannah shoot her set across, you know, across the court, because she could have easily set a C to Steinwan, or I don't know. I was a little surprised to see her push it across the court right there.
Amanda Wasco serving, she's back in now. She gets a dig there. And Madeline Powelson out of the outside. It's returned over by the Hawks. A great pass from Wasco. And a tip from Cade Even to end that rally there. 13-9 in our second set.
Tip right in the donut.
I like that, the donut. Now you're making me hungry. Amanda Wasco up to serve. Just consistent serves. It's returned by Holy Names. And that's a kill, courtesy of number 9, Florencia Solomita. Back in is Alexa Lojudice. And it's 13-10 in our second set. Up to serve, number 17, Ashley Gore, middle blocker, a freshman at 6 feet from Las Vegas, Nevada. Kate Even running a great one, just connecting really well with Hannah Smith, and that's a point. Back in with a libero switch is Brittany Lateague as Amanda Lee prepares to serve. It's 14-10 now in her second set. Solomita on the right side into the block of Lateague and Powelson, and that's a kill for the Hawks. Back in is number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi for the Hawks, as number 9, Solomita takes a quick timeout. It's 14-11. Hanakahi is ready to serve. Lojudice out of serve receive. And Brittany Lateague running the C, and she is unstoppable. And that's a kill for the Penguins, 15-11.
That was a great pass by Lojudice and great set. And they finished it with a kill.
Penguins are just connecting really well on the pass, set, and hit.
They're really communicating well.
Steinwan throwing up a jumper. And Pereira out of the outside just catching our defense unguarded there. And that's a kill for Holy Names. And it's 15-12 now in our second set. And Pereira is up to serve. And a service ace for Pereira and the Hawks. Lojudice just falling to her knees there. Appears she wasn't quite prepared for that one. It's 15-13 in our second set. Amanda Lee at a serve receive. A tip from Hannah Smith and just confusing the Hawks. And that's a point for Dominican. Back in is Shannon Rejo Curley for Lojudice. And up to serve, our captain, Madeline Powelson.
That was great positioning on Hannah, that tip. It confused both of the Hawks players.
And just barely out, a service error from our captain, Madeline Powelson. It's 16-14 in our second set. And up to serve is Lucy Fitzgerald, the libero, the freshman libero for the Hawks. Serve is live, picked up by Regio Curley. And there's Brittany Lateague running the C. And just taking out number 5, Heather Emery, who was completely unprepared for that, and a point for the Penguins. Back in with a big smile on her face is freshman Kate Even as Brittany Lateague prepares to serve. It's 17-14 in our second set.
She just gave you a thumbs up, Syrah.
Oh, that's great. Yay! I've been a big fan of her this whole season. A great block from Rejo Curley and Kate Even.
Point.
Unfortunately, that point went to the Hawks off a net on the Penguin court. It's 17-15 in our second set as number 5 Heather Emery prepares to serve. Rejo Curley out of serve receive. And she's set up and gives one, an easy one over to the Hawks. Melissa Munley getting the kill for the Hawks. She just got over the block and went to the deep right side. And it's 17-16. The Hawks are catching up fast. And let's hope the Penguins can keep this lead going on. And with that, they get a free point off a Hawk service error, and that's a point.
Penguins can't get lazy here. You know, Holy Name might not be our toughest rivalry, but we can't get lazy.
Up to serve, Hannah Smith. Lucy Fitzgerald out of serve receive, and there's Melissa Munley going cross court, and that just goes a bit too long and a point for the Penguins. It's 19-16, second set. We got great hitters in the front row, Rejo Curley, Steinwand, and Even. Melissa Munley going with the tip into the block. A punch from Rejo Curley over to the Holy Names court. It's picked up by Amanda Lias. It's returned. And Kate Even running a great set and a kill. 20-16 in our second set.
Looks like the Hawks don't like that. They thought it should have been called for Rejo Curley.
A net, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh. But anyway, we got the point. And Melissa Munley coming out of the outside. Rejo Curley getting a touch there and a free ball from Madeline Powelson. There's Melissa Munley on the right side. Mandaliu, a great dig. And set up a sign one on the outside. And that's in a great kill, a great swing from Amy Steinwand. Timeout is called by Holy Names. It is 21-16 in our second set. Great hits from the Penguins and some great defense being played as well.
Yeah, definitely, and they're also doing a really good job of communicating. I can hear the Penguins saying which seams, who's getting short ball, who's getting deep ball, so that's really good to hear from them as well.
Syra, I heard you talking earlier about how Holy Names is our biggest rival, and just a little history for you guys. That started with our nuns actually on campus, and Holy Names nuns. They originally had beef on the basketball court. And
wait, the nuns played basketball?
They did. The nuns played basketball. Back when we didn't have a gym, we had a barn instead that they played in. And they used to have a huge rivalry. They would go at each other, and now in every sport from volleyball to basketball to lacrosse, all the way to, you know, how many plants we have on campus. You know how our Dominican community tries to have the most amount of different species of plants on this campus. Holy Names has now jumped in on that rivalry and is now in competition with us on that as well. So, you know, they definitely are rivals, our biggest rivals.
Wow, I learned so much in this timeout. I've never known any of that before. That was Melissa Boscarino, our resident archaeologist and historian and play-by-play. Sorry, and our color commentator. We're backing into the second set. It's 21-16, and a service error from Hannah Smith. A point for the Hawks, and Melissa Munley is ready to serve. It's 21-17 in our second set. There's Melissa Munley. A tape touch and a great touch from Hannah Smith. Steinwand on the outside with a roll shot. And there's Ashley Gore down the line and a kill for the Hawks.
Those balls are tricky that get stuck on the net, and that's what just happened. I wasn't sure if it was going over or if we weren't sure what side it was going to go on, but it ended up coming on the Penguin side.
Yeah, just forcing our setter to take that first touch, which is always something we don't want to happen. There's Rejo Curley running a two out of the middle, just getting a great kill. That's 22-18. And back in, our senior that we are honoring tonight, Amanda Wasco.
She gets back there, and she's so calm. She takes a deep breath and has made the ball over every single time, knock on wood. So let's see it again.
22-18, and that's the ball that goes over. Set up is Florencia Solomita, who just gets blocked by the Penguins, but that block goes a little too far. 22-19, Alexa Logiodice is back in for the game for Wasco. Ashley Gore is ready to serve now. Penguins waiting on side out here. Picked up by Madeline Powelson, and there's Seinwand out of the middle. A block from Holy Names that just goes too long, and a kill for the Penguins. Back in is freshman Brittany Lateague as Amanda Lee prepares to serve. It's 23-19 in our second set. The Penguins took the first set. Amanda Lee with the serve, picked up by the Hawks, and set up is Solomita going into the net, and a point for the Penguins called on four touches there. It's 24-19. This is set point as Amanda Lee prepares to serve our veteran libero. It's picked up by Munley. And just going straight down is number 21, Caitlin Johns. Getting the kill for Holy Names. Back in is number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi. 24-20. The Penguins are almost ready to close this out in our set point. There's Mad Pow to serve receive. Hannah Smith setting up Madeline Powelson, who just goes between Lucy Fitzgerald and number one, Melissa Munley, getting the point. It's 25-20.
She got it right in the seam right there, right between the two Hawk players. Got the kill, got the game point. Way to end it.
Really great way to end this set. Consistent volleyball being played over on the Penguin court, connecting well. A few service errors, which I always hate to see. But overall, consistent. The Hawks had some great hits out of their hitters. That last point there when they got the 20th point, Caitlin Johns coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You didn't really see anything from her in the second set, even in the first set, and just getting a big one going, attacking our defense. But overall, volleyball being played. Both teams are, in similar rankings in the PacWest Conference, but it's always great to see the Penguins come out on top.
Yeah, definitely. We can't get lazy. They almost caught up to our points right there and almost tied it up. So we can't lay back and let them continue to score points. We got to stay on top of it and continue to play our game. Hannah doing great sets, and our hitters doing a great job of positioning the ball in the court very well.
Great job to our hitters. Great job to our setter, our lone setter, Hannah Smith. Kudos to her. Always great to see Amanda Wasco coming back in. It's senior night. We're honoring her, and it is our last home game of the season. So it's great to be with you guys, and it's great for those of you tuning into our broadcast. We will be right back in about 9 minutes as we head into our intermission of the night. Thanks for listening to radio.dominican.edu.
And it's wisdom. It whispers no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Hey!
Volleyball on night. Dominican University versus Holy Names University. Singer-Fell versus Oakland. That's what's going on here. Battle of the Bay. We are in our third set. The Penguins just dominating and taking the first two sets, just winning with, you know, 6-point leads. At one point, they were in a 10-point lead. So a great game going on now. It is senior night. We are honoring Amanda Wasco, our senior. And really, we want to say thank you here at Penguin Radio. Thank you for all you have done for us, Amanda Wasco. It's unfortunate to see injuries plague her towards the end of her college career, but it's always great to see her out here. As we head over into our third set, we prepare to see Melissa Munley serve for the Hawks. And just a way long on that serve, and a service error for the Hawks, a point for the Penguins.
Love free points.
We do love free points, and that, with that comment, that was Kara New next to me, our color commentator for tonight. Also joining us is Melissa Boscarino. I am Sire Trejo, your play-by-play commentator. Great rally going on here for the Penguins. And Steinwand into the block, into a Hawk block, as I like to say, and a point for the Penguins. It's 2-0 in our third set. Up to serve, Shannon Reggio-Curley. She stays down for the serve, a green serve over to Lucy Fitzgerald. And Ashley Gore getting blocked by Kate Even and Madeline Powelson, and a point for the Penguins. A quick shout out to our radio director, Stuart Horn, and he likes to say, don't get mad, get even. For Kate Even, guys, come on. And a serve for the Penguins. There's number 9, Solomita. And Madeline Powelson on the outside, picked up by Melissa Munley. A great joust at the net, and Kate Even comes out on top, getting that straight down. It's 4-0 in our third set.
She did a great job positioning it more towards her left side and not right down the middle, because she knew that she would get blocked.
Regio Curley with a serve. And there's Carrera on the outside between the block and set up Madeline Powelson down the line. She goes with that hit, and that's a kill. 5-0 in our third set. I'm hoping for a sweep.
Yes, I think that'd be really interesting, really nice on our senior night too.
That would be nice. There's Regio Curley with the serve. Carrera on the outside going with a roll shot picked up by Mad Pow, and there's Seinwand on the right side, just going a little too long, and a point for the Hawks.
It sounded like she kind of hit that funny, and she's kind of looking at her hands a little bit weird because it flew towards the back line and didn't really snap down.
Back in for the Penguins, Alexa Logiodice. It's 5-1 as the Hawks have the serve now. Ashley Gore serving, Madeline Powelson out of service receive. Cade Even coming out of the middle, and Pereira for the Hawks, picked up by Logiodice. And there's Mad Pow. Setter is taken out for the Hawks. Solomita on the right side. An assist from Amanda Lee. And there's Seinwand on the right side, picked up by setter number 5, Heather Emery. Solomita on the right side, returned to the Penguins. And Mad Pow on the outside over to Melissa Munley. And set up is Pereira going to the short corner, but just going too long there. And that's a point for the Penguins, 6-1 in our third set. Mandalese up to serve as Brittany Lateague returns the Penguin court. In for the Hawks is Lucy Fitzgerald on the libero switch. Lee serving. Number 21 set up, Caitlin Johns with a big hit. She came out in the second set towards the end and got a big hit there as well, so we might be seeing more of her in this set. And number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi, is back in for Florence Solomita as she prepares to serve. It's 6-2 in our third set. Throws one up. Picked up by Logiodice. A bit of serve receive snafu and a service ace for the Hawks.
We got to make sure not be lazy and still move our feet to the ball on these serves.
That is the second service ace on our DS, Alexa Logiodice, for in the match so far. It's 6-3, and Brittany Lateague with the tip over to the hot court, and a point for the Penguins caught on the double touch. And Amy Seinwand is up to serve. It's 7-3 in our third set. Over. Steinwan serving, and that is a service ace. And here on Penguin Radio, we like to say, Aesu. That was a nice cheer. 8-3, Steinwan is up to serve. She goes up and into the net, unfortunately.
So we are watching some volleyball right now, but tonight our men's, our Dominican basketball boys are playing Chico State tomorrow at 7 o'clock here at the Conlin Center. So Penguin Radio will be broadcasting their game, so tune in at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Kara, will you be there tomorrow night?
I will be there.
That is great. Kara, check out Kara tomorrow night for men's basketball. As we head over back to volleyball, it's 9-4. The Penguins getting a free point off a service error on the hot court. Back in is Shannon Regio-Curley, and Madeline Powelson is serving. Throws up a jumper. Bit of topspin and just getting the service ace off libero Lucy Fitzgerald. And we like to say, Aesu. I want to get so many service aces that we just get sick of cheering. There's Mad Pal on the serve, and it appears to be a service ace. Let's get tired of this. We say, Aesu. And rightfully called is a timeout over for the Hawks. It's 11-4 in our third set.
I think head coach Allie Oliver called this timeout to ice the server. I know inexperienced, the other team's coach would always call the timeout so that the server would get out of their groove and maybe miss the serve. So hopefully this doesn't work for our Dominican Penguins.
Yeah, really taking her out. Steinwan was on a roll there, throwing up some topspin on the serves, really doing really well. And actually, the team is just doing phenomenal now. We are playing a lower-ranking team, so it's expected. I know the girls have so much in them, and they can play up, and they're doing a great job taking the first two sets. We are wishing for a sweep tonight. That is our last wish for tonight's broadcast. It will go short to three sets. And we're in this timeout. Both teams are huddling. It's 11-4. Really an 8-point deficit. Sorry, am I doing the math wrong? 7-point deficit. Gosh. 7-point deficit that the Hawks face now as they come back onto the court. As we return to action. And Madeline Powelson is serving once again. Sorry, I correctly said that Steinwan was serving. It is Madeline Powelson. There are the Hawks at a serve receive as Melissa Munley goes on the outside. Mad Pal getting a great dig. Regio-Curley out of the outside, just going a bit too long. And a point for the Hawks.
Mad Pal did a really good job of reading that line ball. Was able to get the pass to Hannah, but we just couldn't get that kill.
11-5 as Lucy Fitzgerald prepares to serve for the Hawks. Regio-Curley on the outside, just great kill from her. Using the line well, twisting her body. This is the kind of movement that volleyball players are well known for. Twisting their bodies in the air in order to achieve, to reach where they want to hit. And it's 12-5, still in a 7-point lead as the Penguins serve. Number 17, Ashley Gore, getting a quick little kill there.
And the Hawks right now, they were just hiding their libero 25. Lucy Fitzgerald, and usually on this serve receive, you'd want your libero to pass the ball, so I thought that was very interesting.
Interesting defense they're playing there. Mandalay getting a touch as Regio-Curley goes with the kill and just confusing Melissa Munley and number six, Melanie Rangel. There's some confusion between them. And Hannah Smith prepares to serve. It is 13-6. Still in that 7-point lead. The Penguins are up on the offense. And that goes a bit too long with a service error. A free point, I might point out, for the Hawks as Melissa Munley prepares to serve.
We like receiving them, but not giving them away.
She goes into the net with her serve, and we get a reciprocal 3-point here. And it's 14-7 as Shannon Regio-Curley prepares to serve. Yeah. serve is live and getting a service ace there. Aisu. I didn't prepare you guys for that one. Sorry. I just wanted to keep going with the game. So we are starting to get sick of the service aces. They're doing so well with that. It's 15-7. Served by Rijo Curley. There's Ashley Gore on the right side. And Madeline Powelson on the outside, picked up by Lucy Fitzgerald. And Melissa Munley coming out of the back row. A great dig from Amanda Lee. Steinwand out of the right side. Set up is number six, Melanie Rangel, which is going too long, trying to get that cross-court short shot there. And a point for the Penguins. Leha Pereira is back in for number six. Melanie Rangel, it's 16-7 now as Shannon Regia Curley prepares to serve. Pereira out of serve receive and a bit of a snafu there. And the Penguins getting the service ace.
Where does Aisu come from?
Aisu?
Yeah, how did that cheer?
Oh, well, let me tell you. back when I was in high school, that was the cheer that we used to use there.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's maybe a high school cheer. And a bit of confusion on the Penguin court as setter dump courtesy of number five, Heather Emery. And a point for the Hawks as they take the serve now. It's 17, Ashley Gore ready to serve. And it's 17-8 in our third set. The Penguins are still in the lead. There's Madeline Powelson on the outside getting a great kill, just going down the line, and number 17, Ashley Gore, not prepared for that at all.
No, that was a great shot by Mads Pal.
Mad Pal. And there's Amanda Lee serving. It's 18-8. And number 21, Caitlin Johns, getting the hit as Steinwand sets up on the right side. A great dig from Heather Emery. And Pereira getting the hit. But Steinwand gets set up and just gets a great kill. And a net called over on the hot court on number 9. Solomita back in is number 13. Oh, sorry. First time in this match is number 13, Marin Gibson. Serve receive for the Hawks as Solomita sets up on the right side. Amanda Lee going in with a hit there. And a point for the Penguins. A bit of confusion on our court. We set up Amanda Lee or libero, and we get the point there, and that forces the Hawks into a timeout. It is 28.
That is something you rarely see, a libero going up for a hit. I love it. Dominican, our Penguins, our volleyball Penguins are really changing it up over here on this side of the court.
Yeah, just versatile there. Amanda Lee knows that she could have free-balled that over, but she wants to be a bit more aggressive with her attack, getting that over to the Hawk court, and just really using, you know, what she has. She can hit. She's just getting it consistently over. She doesn't have to do anything fancy. She stood up for that hit as well. But that gets us the point. It's 20-8, 12-point lead in our third set.
Hawks are trying, you know, to keep staying scrappy. They're still trying to pick up balls that our women volleyball team is pushing over to on their side. And they're trying not to let any balls drop, and they're doing a really good job of that. And it is 28, like you said, so they're trying to put up a fight.
And I just hope they can close this out. 25-10 would be ideal in the sweep that I'm hoping for. As Amanda Lee prepares to serve, we head back into the third set. Interesting is that Gail Stammer hasn't called any timeouts at all. Out of that timeout, number 21, Caitlin John just goes up. It seems that at the last moment, she's there to take the kill.
That timeout worked for icing our server, Amanda Lee.
Number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi is up to serve. It's 29 in our third set. The Penguins lead and hoping that they can close this off. Set up Madeline Powell. Setting up is Madeline Powelson, who goes into the net, unfortunately, and a point for Holy Names. Now it's 20-10. The Penguins still in a 10-point lead, but they can't get comfortable here. Up to serve, number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi. And that just goes way too long, as we've seen in previous serves, and a service error is called. Point for the Penguins, 21-10, and Amy Steinwand is ready to serve. our go-to hitter. Amy Steinwan prepares a jumper. Bit of serve-receive trouble there from number 15, Jedediah Hanakahi, and a point for the Penguins. Once again, Amy Steinwand. It's 22-10 as Amy Steinwand goes up. Hanakahi having some trouble, a bit help from her teammates as a free ball goes over to the Penguin court. And set up is Mad Powell on the outside going to Melissa Munley. Bit of confusion and a joust at the net between Madeline Powelson and number 21, Ashley Gore. And that just goes too long and a point for the Hawks. 22-11, 11-point lead here. But we really need to close this out. We can't let them get any more free points. Bit of towel cleanup going on the court here.
Thank you, Coach Oliver.
And back in is Pereira for number 13. Marin Gibson for the Hawks. 22-11 in our third set. Penguins hoping to close this off. There's Pereira with the serve. Steinwand out of serve receive. Brittany Lateague running the C, picked up by the Hawks. Heather Emery just going over the net. And a point for the Penguins as it goes too long. Up to serve is our captain, Madeline Powelson, who we like to call Mad Pal. And a substitution is called as Amanda Wasco, our senior that we are honoring tonight, comes back into the game to serve. It's 23-11 in our third set. Wasco up to serve.
I hope she can get these last 2 points for herself.
There's a serve, picked up by the Hawks. And there's number 21, Caitlin Johns. And a point for the Hawks. She is a go-to hitter for the Hawks. A libero switch on the hot court as number 17, Ashley Gore, is back in. And Heather Emery is up to serve, 23-12 in her third set. Picked up by Amanda Lee. And there's Steinwand out of the back row. An attempted block. And a kill for the Penguins. Kate Even is back in once again with a big smile on her face as Brittany Lateague prepares to serve. It is set point and match point. Bit of confusion here as number 9, Solomita, comes back in for number 15, Hanakahi. 24-12, set and match point for the Penguins. Up to serve, Brittany Lateague. Over to Pereira. Set up is number 1, Melissa Munley. And there's Kate Even on the 1. Melissa Munley on the right side with a tip. Picked up by Kate Even, and that takes it all. With an easy tip, we take the match. It's 25-12.
What a great game our ladies played tonight. And the Hawks played well as well. We just couldn't get past our great hitters, couldn't block them. And we did a really good job of positioning the ball well and looking at where the Hawks were on their defense.
Definitely a bit of a slow ending there. We started off slow and we ended slow. We really wanted some more action there, really, maybe a thriller at the end. But close to my prediction, it's 25-12. I wanted 25-10, but we did get the sweep.
Yes, we did.
And we end on that sweep, our last home game of the season. So it was great to see the Penguins come out and play here. Really some tough hits they took, some big sets from Hannah Smith, some consistent setting. Kudos to her, our only setter on the team. Amanda Wasco made a showing there on some consistent serving.
Yeah, you know, I think this whole season has been a great team effort. We've had a lot of people help our team out this year. I know Amy Steinwand, I would definitely give her the MVP of this season. You know, she was huge for our team, and she led our team with kills, along with Amanda Wasco leading the floor on defense with digs, and everybody had a huge impact on this team. You know, Amanda Lee, I'm sorry, with the digs on defense, and we just had a lot of girls that came out here with intensity and had a great year out here on the floor. And you know, every year I think we're getting better and better.
We're definitely growing. Amanda Lee, named top digger of the PacWest Conference, 5.87 digs per set. And actually this week, for the second time in a row, one of our freshmen, Brittany Lateague, named to the number one player of the PacWest Conference of the week for the second week. So it's great to see a big showing from our freshmen. Unfortunately, some of our players were injured, couldn't play. So this freshman really stepped up there and took on the role. As always, Kate Even, some great hits. Brittany Lateef coming in with the big C's, getting set by Hannah Smith and just going hard. One of the biggest hits I saw tonight was Brittany Lateef with a big C, and you could just see it in her face. She was excited and ready for that. All of our players, Regio Curley, always being consistent on the outside, staying there, being an all-around player, because that's what that position demands, a player who can hit, pass, and serve. Hannah Smith, once again, is our setter, our only setter on the team, and just great showing from all the girls tonight. Alexa Logiodice stepping in for some serve receive passing there, and being a defensive specialist, that's what her position really calls from her. So all of that being great, and just a great season from them.
Yeah, definitely. I know our Lady Penguins struggled a little bit last year, and we had a little bit of rough times this season, but I think we picked it up and we really worked toward our goal, and every year we're getting better and better. And we ended the season 5-13 in the PacWest Conference, and I'm looking forward to next year, see what the Penguins are going to bring, even though I won't be here because I'm graduating this year. But thank you so much,
that
Syra.
That was me crying.
Yeah, I got that. I wanted to thank you, Syra, so much for having me on the show, my first time broadcasting. It was an honor, having you and being your color commentary and investigative reporter. So,
and archaeologist and historian.
Thank you. Yeah, so thank you, Kara and Lexi. You guys made this year a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed broadcasting with you guys.
You're going to make me cry.
No tears.
No crying. Melissa, thank you so much for always being here, being a great color commentator, bringing in your knowledge from your sport. And, Melissa Boscarino does the broadcast every night and then goes to basketball practice, and that is true commitment, and I commend her for that.
Oh, thank you,
Kara New, thank you for coming in late in the season, but you're still here. You are part of the volleyball broadcasting family. It's always great to have you here, and as a volleyball player, you have the experience, and you know what to do and what to say in these sets. And Lexi Schumacher, our superstar here, just taking over engineering, taking over commentary, a previous volleyball player herself. Lexi, thank you so much for all your insight and all of your hard work that you brought this season. Also, a big shout out to Taylor Andreozzi, who was with us earlier in the season, helping set up, and she was here to show us how to prepare for the broadcast and everything, and stepping in for commentary when one of us couldn't be here, and really for her snarky remarks. I appreciate her. She always made me laugh. She never cheered along with me, so that was always interesting. But we'd also like to thank our faculty advisors, Stuart Horn and Brad Van Alstine, for really taking a chance on us and allowing us to do this. Stu is our radio director, and Brad Van Alstine is chair of the Department of Communication here at Dominican. So it's always great to have them involved here.
Yeah, big shout out to Stu. Thank you for helping us out and, giving us these skills we need to succeed in this field. It was great to learn from you and have that experience. And also, Syra, we got to give you the biggest hand for stepping up this year and taking on the play-by-play. I know this is your first year, right?
That is true. My first year with us.
Yeah, and you did an awesome job. I know you played volleyball too, but you took the program above and beyond, and appreciate you for that, and thank you for helping our radio broadcast.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Melissa. And I'd like to thank Stuart Horn for taking a chance on all of us and really allowing us to do this. And with that, we have reached the end of our volleyball broadcast, our last broadcast of the season for 2015. Reminder, tomorrow at 7 p.m., Chico State University versus Dominican University men's basketball game, 7 p.m. Kara New will be here broadcasting live alongside Jeffrey Safford and Joseph Gutierrez. So it'll be exciting. You'll still have radio.dominican.edu bringing you the best of Dominican athletics. And with that, we are signing off. I am Syra Trejo, your play-by-play announcer.
And I'm Kara New, analysis.
I am Melissa Boscarino.
And Lexi Schumacher is also here. And with that, we say a big thank you to you, the viewers and listeners. Good night.